In recent weeks, the United States has been pressing for an expanded role for the United Nations. British journalist Ian Williams, who reports from the United Nations in New York, says the new Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, is also eager to get the United States more involved in meeting the challenges Iraq has been facing since the fall of Saddam Hussein.
This was welcomed by all of the members of the Security Council because I think they would all much rather have a United Nations presence assisting their allied occupation force. You have to remember that insofar as there were successes, it was because in the beginning the United Nations former High Commissioner for Human Rights was on the spot in Baghdad before being killed in the explosion. And he had the credibility with the different factions which the United States didn't have.
That credibility and leverage will be all the more critical given the shaky Shia-led coalition government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. He recently called for a crisis summit of senior political leaders in an attempt to halt the disintegration of his cabinet. Last month, the main Sunni political bloc in parliament, the Iraqi Accordance Front, announced the withdrawal of its 6 ministers from the cabinet. And a week ago, 5 more ministers from the secular Iraqi National List, led by former Prime Minister Ayatollahi, suspended their participation in cabinet meetings. 4 years ago, the United Nations pulled its staff out of Iraq after terrorists blew up the UN headquarters in Baghdad, killing 22 people, including its top envoy, Sergio Vieira de Mello. The UN mission in Iraq now has 55 international employees in-country, but officials say that number could be increased to 95. Iranian journalist Alireza Nourizadeh, who directs the Center for Arab-Iranian Studies in London, says most Iraqi politicians will support the idea of expanding the UN mission.
Some groups like Dr. Ayad Alavi, former prime minister, they were insisting that Iraq needs more crucial role of the United Nations in day-to-day politics as well as the life of Iraqi people who are suffering because of the lack of security and terrorism. I believe majority of the Iraqi politicians believe that UN can present different views without getting involved with daily politics of Iraq. And in the past few days, we heard from the Iraqi politician, except one or two, that they all welcome this new resolution, this new idea of giving the United Nations a more prominent role in Iraq.
Najib El-Baisi, senior correspondent with Al Arabiya Television, says she thinks that the United Nations might enable the Iraqi political factions to reach some sort of compromise.
Then my Khalil Zad, who is the U.S. ambassador in the U.N., said clearly that the Shia spiritual leader and cleric Ayatollah Sistani does not talk directly to the U.S. and will talk to the U.N. And therefore he might have some weight in trying to get the Shia bloc to start a reconciliation process with the Sunni member of parliament and with others. And he might persuade neighboring countries to play a positive role, especially on Syria and Iran.
Ian Williams suggests that the United Nations is uniquely able to enlist the help of Iraq's neighbors.
Countries like Iran, for all of their faults, they take the United Nations very seriously, and they will listen to a United Nations special representative in a way that they would not necessarily do to an American.
Alireza Nourizadeh agrees.
I think Iran is more ready to talk with the UN than to the American. And UN can be acceptable also for Saudi Arabia, for Jordan, for Syria, for others. So UN, as it is an unbiased role, it can help the Iraqi people much more than any other party.
Najib El-Baisi says UN credibility is key to being able to influence Iraqi political leaders, particularly because the United States is increasingly viewed as an occupation force.
To see Ban Ki-moon now getting the UN to play a wider role is good news for the Iraqi government, especially for Nouri al-Maliki, has been seen as weak.
In addition, Ms. El-Baisi says, the United Nations needs to be more involved in providing humanitarian aid and help for Iraqi refugees in neighboring states. But according to the United Nations, the security situation on the ground will determine how much the size of the UN mission in Baghdad can be enlarged. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.